Do closets require a mezuzah? Now that sounds like a strange question. Why would a closet need a mezuzah? Well, nowadays we have a lot of walk-in closets. Closets where you can walk in, you have space, you can choose from amongst the array of clothing, shoes, and all the other apparatus that's there. It's like a small room. Is it obligated to have a mezuzah or not? So the answer to this question is dependent solely on the size of the room. Ideally, the use of the walk-in closet for your clothing doesn't make it any less chayiv to have a mezuzah. And even though you're not sleeping there and you're not having your meals inside there, it's a room like any other room. So its determination of mezuzah obligation will be just like all other rooms of the house, which is followed by its size. So what's the halacha of size? Well, without going into too much detail, and Mir Tashem, this will be left for a separate halacha, go through all the poskim and opinions and reasons. In summary, the halacha is as follows. According to Torah, a house that's less than 4 by 4 amos, which is 36 square feet, is exempt from having a mezuzah. However, that's by a house. However, a room within a house that's less than 16 square amos, 36 square feet, which, by the way, many walk-in closets don't reach that size, is a machlaikis. In the poskim, if it's obligated a mezuzah, is the minimum size of 4x4 amos only when it's an individual home, or even by an individual room within a home? And since it's under dispute, so we have to put up a mezuzah without a brach. The questioner ever is asked, where do you put the mezuzah? Going into the closet or going from the closet into the room? This is also a machlekes amongst the poskim. And before we give the final ruling, we will now summarize how this halacha now pertains to the walk-in closet. If your walk-in closet is very large, 36 square feet, 4x4 amos, it's completely chayiv in the mezuzah, like every other room in the house, and if it has a door, you can say a bracha. If, like most walk-in closets, it is less than 4x4 amos, less than 36 square feet, but is spacious enough to walk inside, then since the whole thing's a machlekes, is it chayiv? Where do you put it? The halacha is as follows. If you have a swaying door, follow the door, Hecker Tzir. If the door opens into the closet, then you place the mezuzah going into the closet. From the room into the closet. If the door sways into the room, then you place the mezuzah facing going into the room. If you have a sliding door, or you have no door at all, then you should place the mezuzah exiting the closet. Meaning that the closet is like it's the outside, and you're entering into the room, so you're placing the mezuzah to the right side, entering into the room. So while you enter into the closet, the mezuzah is going to be by your left. Now, if this is your master bedroom, care has to be taken that the mezuzah is covered properly, in a way that the cloth, the parchment, cannot be seen, as it's forbidden to have marital relations with a revealed mezuzah or a transparent casing of a mezuzah in the room. Now let's discuss a hanging closet. A hanging closet is very small, but large enough to stick your hands inside and hang coats. Many people have it in the entrance of their homes. Is that chayiv in a mezuzah? So the answer is that it's not. As even though it's less than 4x4, and we said by less than 4x4 in a house, it's a dispute, that's only when it's possible to live in there. It's possible to walk in, stretch your arms, have a seat. Something that's possible by a walk-in closet, but by a hanging closet that is not possible to do. And therefore, since you can't even enter your body into it, it would be exempt from having a mezuzah according to all opinions. So is ruled in a number of Peskes Manenu Minchas Yitzchak de Bermeshe, Peskei Tshuva, that the matter is dependent on whether it's spacious enough for you to enter or not.